Ian Routledge was walking down the stairs at Scotland Yard when he met Chief Inspector Leslie coming up them two at a time.
"Mark him in?"
Leslie asked, pausing on the landing. He was just stepping into his office as I came out of mine. Routledge didn't add that he'd heard the man's voice in the passage and purposely waited for the chief superintendent to pass his door before opening it. Markham was back from leave and in a foul mood. He'd already had much to say regarding Rutledge's last inquiry and Jameson's report. They were not at present on the best of terms. Rutledge's unopened letter of resignation still lay in a side drawer of the chief superintendent's desk. The sword of Damocles held over Rutledge's head, and at the same time, a bitter frustration on Markham's part as well as Jameson's that both were prevented from accepting it immediately. Not while praise was still being heaped on the yard for closing the Barrington matter. It had been made quite clear to Routledge that any weakness on his part, any lapse in performance, any mistake in judgment, even any hint of insubordination, however unintended, might be a welcome opportunity to open the drawer and take out the envelope. Leslie grimaced.
"Inspector Bradley has come down with an appendix. I just got word. Are you working on an inquiry just now?"
"I'm giving evidence in the Trotter trial at 11:30. What do you need?"
"Someone to go to Avebury. There's a body."
Routledge knew Avebury, a great prehistoric stone circle with a small village almost in the centre of it.
"Sorry, I can't help." "Damn it. I was just away myself, and looking forward to a day or two off."
Leslie grimaced.
"I expect he'll insist that I go to Wiltshire, like it or not."
With a nod, he went on up the flight. Routledge had known Brian Leslie before the war, and had encountered him in France a number of times, where they'd both served in the trenches. They had become friends in spite of the difference in rank at the yard and the fact that Leslie was married. Brian Leslie was an intelligent and interesting man, at home in any situation. It was one of the qualities that had made him a successful interrogator during the war, dealing with German prisoners. But the war had changed him too, made him a little edgier, a little more aloof. God knew, they were all haunted by something. Continuing down the stairs, Routledge thought to himself that he would have preferred Avebury to the stuffy, overcrowded, overheated courtroom, where his claustrophobia made him feel cornered. But duty called. Brian Leslie had taken the train to Wiltshire, where he'd been met by Constable Henderson and driven on to Avebury in a horse and carriage. Henderson was apologetic. "There's no other way of getting there from Marlborough Railway Station. As you'll see, sir, it's a good distance."
"No matter," his companion snapped.
Looking out across the winter landscape, Leslie rubbed his gloved hands together against the cold wind that had sprung up in late afternoon and brought heavy clouds with it. He mustn't blame Henderson, he told himself. If anyone was at fault, he was, and the chief superintendent for being so bloody stubborn. If he himself hadn't been in such a hurry to get back to London, if he'd had the sense to spend another night on the road, he wouldn't have been available when Markham was casting about for someone to take over the inquiry here. No one would have questioned another 24 hours. Even his wife had been surprised to see him walk through the door.